Hello from Paris. My name is Bernard Karis and this is another episode of Be Your Own Manager, our career podcast for classical musicians. Today you might hear some noise in the background and I am sorry for that, but there is some building work going on and there's nothing I can do about it. In today's podcast, I will be speaking about different concerts and different audiences. And I will also want to make you aware of another cold calling and selling seminar with violinist Marie-Louise Dingler, but more of that later in the podcast. I had the joy this week of meeting up with my friends from the Alauda Quartet, this wonderful young and energetic string quartet based in London, but with members from Ibiza, Spain, Italy and Serbia. They all met in London and they are based there and they play all over the world. I met them the last time actually in Banff in Canada. And this time it was Fontainebleau, south of Paris, for a very special concert. Or can you actually call it a concert? I have the joy to do a leadership program together with the Alauda Quartet for London Business School, or actually to be exact, for clients of London Business School regularly. What does that mean? Is that a concert and I'll talk a bit, or is this no concert and they just show off, or what is it? It is actually a very interesting format. We do this workshop absolutely together and there are some pieces where there's just music playing and the quartet plays, but also the quartet members start talking about how they actually work together. Their audience is not a normal audience. Their audience are senior managers from a global company. Some of them have been to concerts, some of them have played instruments, but most of them have never ever actually experienced live music, not alone classical live music. So it is a very, very different audience. And it's a small audience because it's just about 40 people or so. And you have to drag yourself into a room which is not a concert hall. Well, should you actually do that as a musician? There might be a couple of musicians out there who say, oh no, I just want to play in perfect concert halls and the perfect acoustics with people who really bought tickets for that and who signed up for that. Well, that might be okay, but there are a couple of thoughts to that. First of all, if we want to expand the audience for music lovers and for our concerts, it might be actually good to reach out and to play for people and speak to people who have never ever before heard classical music live. The second point is, sometimes it is good to have a completely different settings. To learn about what the audience thinks, where they come from, what they are thinking, how they feel, how they react. Thirdly, it's also good money. And sometimes, you know, it's not the worst thing to do. And it is not a gig where you play somewhere in the background and people are eating and drinking and doing whatever while you're playing. No. The music is a core part of that program, of that workshop. And people listen extremely attentively to it. But you need to imagine that these managers have been at the leadership course for almost a week. And we come in as the very last act before they head off to the headquarters. And this time we just started with one movement of a Mozart string quartet. No introduction whatsoever, just music. For people who are engineers and human resource managers and lawyers and accountants and so on, who have just been through a course of top lectures from superb professors from London Business School, through a lot of usual management exercises, this is almost like a shock. For them, this is awakening up at 9 o'clock, hearing Mozart suddenly and nobody talking to them. The interesting thing then is when we start actually talking, because what managers are surprised by is to see that a string quartet, four people there, sit on a stage and work perfectly well together without any way of actually speaking to each other. They just communicate in a very different way. And yes, in these sessions we are open to experiments because it's also a session where people really should learn about teamwork and so on. And the Alaude Quartet is lovingly, happily going with any ideas. So one of the audience members who realized that the quartet had a lot of eye contact said, okay, what happens if you don't have any eye contact? What happens if you sit with the back to each other? Well, the Alaude Quartet is always up for some fun, so they turned their chairs around and played fantastically with the back to each other. Certainly, they listened more to each other and they were more aware of their movements and so on, but it worked perfectly well. And yes, for the group or for these managers, this was an amazing exercise because they could see that there's so many more ways to communicate with each other than actually just talking to each other. We ended that workshop with Astor Piazzolla, Oblivion, and it was fantastic after 3 or 4 hours to see tears in the eyes of some members of the audience. And so many would come up to us later and saying, oh, now I'll go to a concert. I can't wait to hear live music again. I can't wait to take my partner, my kids there. So we did something for classical music. And we used classical music in a way that helped people in their day-to-day jobs, which I thought was actually fantastic and which I love to do, definitely. But as you are a classical musician, what I want you to take away from that is that there are many more ways to perform than actually just to wait for your next concert. There are schools to go to. There are management programs you can devise. There are people who are really interested in music and don't have access to it. Find your own way. Speak to people who are not in the music business, but who are actually interested in music and who can draw parallels. So as always, I'll have a task for you. For the next week, speak to at least 2 friends of yours who are non-musicians and ask them and find out where you actually could perform and play as part of a workshop, as part of a charity, as part of a social endeavor. And yes, you should get paid for it, definitely. At least something. Think about it, try it out and see the reactions of people. And you know, if you speak to people who are in management or so, make them aware, for example, of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. They have a whole management program around the way they play. You can look them up online. You will find videos and cases and so on about the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra Institute. There's even a Harvard Business School case about them. That might open up an introduction to a cool conversation. Think about it and let me know what you're coming up with. Last November, we did an amazingly successful online class with Marie-Louise Dingler, one of the 2 violinists of the Twiolins. Marie-Louise is not only an excellent violinist, but she is also the business motor behind the Twiolins. She does all the selling. And in November already, she spoke in German about cold calling and selling and whom and how to approach. Now she does the seminar on May 20th, online again, and in English. So you find the details already on our webpage, either on beyourownmanager.com or on hellostage.com. And I would like to make you aware that if you are a supporter of this podcast, you get actually a discount for that seminar. So if you're interested in that, you know, sign up to my Patreon page, that's patreon.com/BernhardKaris, and support us and you'll get a little voucher, a little coupon code to get a rebate for that course. And if you can't do it on the May 20th, I hope there will be more courses coming up with Marie-Louise Dingler and others. But also share it with your colleagues. I can tell you it's really worthwhile. Marie-Louise has a lot of insights in how selling works and sometimes also how to overcome the difficulty as a musician to do cold calling, to pick up the phone and to call a presenter and tell them that you want to play there. More on the website, sign up now. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Bernhard Karas and it was a pleasure taking you through that podcast. I hope you found it helpful. And if so, please do share it with others. I think that the music community can always take a benefit from sharing more and learning more about the business side of what we love to do. Also, if you have any suggestions or so, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Also, praise, but also feedback, and any critical feedback is really very welcome. You find the contact details on hellostage.com or on my own page, bernhardkaras.com. All very simple. And yes, once again, I would be very happy if you want to support that podcast. You find the details on my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/bernhardkaras, all in one word. And as little as $3 a month make a difference and help me to push that podcast even further. Thanks so much for listening and till soon. Bye-bye.